Let's start with cycling. Now, the mayor of the city is really trying to get more people to use bicycles, for getting to work or just for pleasure. So we have lots of things just for cyclists. For instance, you've probably noticed some purple and yellow arrows in the parks. These signs show you some really nice cycle routes. For people cycling to work in the city centre, there's lots of other traffic on the road, so you need to be careful. The city has created some special lanes that are only for cyclists. They've been painted green, and they're right next to the orange taxi lanes. So just cycle on those, and you should be okay. Speaking of safety, the council have finally done something to improve cycling on the most dangerous roads, you know, the ones with the most traffic. A lot of cyclists had complained that it was quite frightening to ride next to buses and big trucks, so there's now also a new bridge that goes over some of the roads with the heaviest traffic. It's a good way to avoid some of the more dangerous vehicles that you sometimes get in the city centre. Now, if you don't have a bicycle yet, and you're thinking of buying one, you need to think about the most suitable type to get. If you're planning to go riding around in the city, you need to remember that there are lots of hills, so I'd advise you to get a bike of a type that can help you get up those nice and easily. Of course, you could just hire a bike instead. So, if you want to do that for a couple of hours, or even for a whole day, you can go to the university and the bikes for hire are right outside. I think it costs about $10 an hour, or $45 for the whole day.